With SRN News, I'm John Scott. During a House Oversight Committee hearing, Chairman James Comer says Kimberly Cheadle must resign as Secret Service Director.
The bottom line is that under Director Cheadle's leadership, we question whether anyone is safe. Not President Biden, not the First Lady, not the White House, and certainly not the presidential candidate.
In a lengthy hearing, lawmakers have peppered Kimberly Cheadle with questions about why she should be allowed to keep her job and why Donald Trump was allowed to take the stage after local law enforcement had identified the gunman as being suspicious at his Pennsylvania rally. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump calling Joe Biden the worst president in American history. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Reacting to President Biden's decision to drop out of the 2024 White House race, the former president said Biden was not fit to run for president and is certainly not fit to serve. Trump went on to blame Biden's inner circle for hiding what he described as the president's total mental, physical, and cognitive demise. Looking ahead, Trump said whoever the left puts up now will just be more of the same. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Voters nationwide reacted with relief and hope to news that President Biden would drop his reelection bid. Recent AP North polling revealed that nearly two-thirds of Democrats felt Mr. Biden should withdraw from the race. Delta Airlines struggling for a fourth straight day to recover from a tech outage, even as other airlines are returning to nearly normal levels of service. Delta canceled more than 700 flights on Monday, bringing its total since the outage started Friday to more than 5,500 cancellations. The Dow had 142 points and the NASDAQ adding 300. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are helping in Texas.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. The law's opponents argue that it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious freedom and liberty. This is SRN News. Israel's leader heads to Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. The departure comes at a time of great uncertainty following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the midst of a dizzying election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Belarus foreign minister visiting North Korea for a trip expected to focus on forging trilateral cooperation involving Russia. These three countries are locked in separate confrontations with the West. Russia has moved some of its tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.